This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There is a planned international ministerial gathering in Warsaw next month to promote peace and security in the Middle East. The United States and Poland are hosting it jointly. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Fox News the gathering would focus on Middle East stability and peace and freedom and security, including an important element of making sure that Iran is not destabilizing influence. The top U.S. diplomat arrived late Friday in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, after a short visit to Bahrain. His visit there was his first stop to the Six-Nation Gulf Cooperation Council. Meanwhile, he addressed what he thinks is one of the most pressing issues in that region.
We view the malign activity from the Islamic Republic of Iran, this revolutionary force in Iran, as creating enormous instability here in the region. And so part of that is making sure that Iran doesn't destabilize or continue to destabilize Syria. And so, yes, we will use the full power of the United States to achieve that outcome.
The United States withdrawal from Syria is getting underway, but at least for now, it does not involve some 2,000 U.S. troops on the ground who are aiding in the fight against the Islamic State terror group. A day after threatening to declare a national emergency to get money he wants for a border wall, President Trump says he is in no hurry. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The dispute with Democrats over wall funding has led to the nation's longest government shutdown. The president's been threatening to declare an emergency as a way of going around Congress. Today he called it the easy solution. But
I'm not going to do it so fast because this is something Congress should do.
Though there's no indication lawmakers would. As the impasse continues, some 800,000 government workers missed paychecks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The runner-up in the Democratic Republic of Congo's presidential election says he will file a legal challenge to election results that gave the victory to one of his rivals. In the meantime, in New York, the UN Security Council heard from the National Election Commission and the Catholic Bishops Conference on the outcome of the December 30th election. VOA's Margaret Brashear has more from the United Nations.
Martin Fayulu told VOA's French to Africa service that he will go to the Constitutional Court on Saturday and demand a manual recount of the vote. The official results put him second behind provisional winner Félix Tshisekedi, the son of a longtime opposition leader. At a UN Security Council meeting on Friday in New York, there was a general call for calm and for candidates with grievances to take them up peacefully with the court. DRC President Joseph Kabila has already remained in office 2 years past the official end of his mandate. He was due to step down this month after 18 years in power once a new president was elected. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
A young Saudi woman who fled from her family out of fear for her life has left Thailand for Canada, where she has been granted asylum. A Thai official said Friday evening that 18-year-old Rahaf Muhammad Alkunin is en route to Toronto via Seoul, South Korea. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau confirmed that his country has granted her the asylum and said the teen has chosen to live there. Several other countries, including Australia, have been in talks with the UN's refugee agency to accept her bid for asylum. A research lab has banished a Nobel Prize geneticist over racism.
The Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory says it has revoked the honorary titles given James Watson, the co-discoverer of the double helix structure of DNA. Watson has had no formal role at the lab in more than a decade. It dropped him in 2007 after he suggested black people are less intelligent than whites because of genetics. He apologized, but in a recent documentary, Watson said his views have not changed since then. The lab called the statement reprehensible and unsupported by science. It took away several emeritus titles. Watson, who is 90, is in a nursing home after being injured in a car crash in October. Warren Levinson, New York.
Elon Musk's rocket company, SpaceX, will reduce its workforce by about 10% of the company's more than 6,000 employees. The company said it will part ways with some of its manpower, citing extraordinarily difficult challenges ahead. In June, Elon Musk fired at least seven people in the senior management team leading a SpaceX satellite launch project. Reuters reported in November the firings were related to disagreements over the pace at which the team was developing and testing its Starlink satellites. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.